Tomorrow I celebrate the 29th anniversary of the day that my life changed forever. It was my ordination day, June 10th, 1989. Thank you. Now, I can't say that I loved God any more on June 10th than 29 years ago today, June 9th. But my life changed that day because I made a vow. I vowed to God that I would be in His service for the rest of my earthly life. And it's a vow that's been easy for me to carry out in large part because of the wonderful spiritual nourishing that I've gotten from this parish. Most of you know that my intern year, my deacon year, was spent here back in 1988-89. I was ordained a deacon at a Saturday night mass back when we had the 545 right here at St. John's. And then, of course, so many St. John's people were at the ordination. God bless them. And within 6 years, I was back as pastor. And so I've celebrated so many of those anniversaries with you. And I wish somehow I could find a perfect weaving together of the beautiful readings that we have today. And yet I do think that they provide me, as I mix and match a little bit, a real sense of what it is that I've tried to reach out to you with and what I feel I've received from you. The first thing that came to mind was actually the end of the gospel. One of the great blessings I had as the oldest of 8 children was that my mother was courageous enough to take in a 9th child. A developmentally disabled, handicapped child. The purpose was so that she could bring a second income into our family without having to leave the home. But I also think the purpose went beyond that. She knew that it would make a difference among my brothers and sisters, her children. And I'll tell you honestly, there was some strong resentment in the beginning. Why, when we have all of these kids, take on a child that has so many problems, huh? He was in that ordination picture, Steve was. He wasn't supposed to live to be 30. Now I'm legal guardian for him at 61. And he really seems to be making some wonderful progress as each year goes by. But the key thing, and I think that was one of the things that I wanted to carry forward to the parish, was an expansive sense of family. As important as it is to have good relations with our ancestors and descendants with our blood, we recognize that we're all God's children. We're meant to reach out in loving ways, accepting ways for others. And of course, that was, I think, Jesus' purpose when he said to the crowd, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." And I don't think Mary, the mother of Jesus, was even the slightest bit offended. She was happy to see that teaching emerge. And then I think of the time that I've spent, times, quite honestly, that benefited me every bit as much as they did the people I was counseling. But that first reading, the fall from innocence, huh? Adam and Eve, they've eaten from the tree of good and evil. And how many times in this parish and everywhere, actually, we can say, if only I had not lost my innocence. And I don't mean necessarily in sexual ways, but I'm talking more, if only I hadn't had my first cigarette. If only I hadn't had my first drink. Huh? If only I hadn't got myself caught up in pornography. Whatever the addiction that's grabbed hold of us. Oh, for those innocent days before. But recognizing, of course, that we are able to emerge from that. Difficult once we've had that first bite of the fruit. But even though that original sin certainly condemned us to sin from that point on, we know it's not impossible to emerge and that God loves us and forgives us. But we have that passage in today's gospel. It's a question that comes to me often because we believe so strongly that God forgives everything. And here's Jesus saying, well, he doesn't forgive this. And people with great anxiety, even though they wouldn't even contemplate committing that sin, say, is it possible that a sin can be unforgivable? And of course, we're recognizing this is a sin that basically says, Jesus, you are a devil. All of the things that come from you are from the demonic world. Can that sin be forgiven? I sure wouldn't want to tempt fate by making that claim. Huh? But we don't claim that. We see in God as the Father that forgives and the Jesus that saves. And we find ourselves in a world of sin saying, I'm all right. I'm making progress. It might be two steps forward, one step back, but I'm moving in the right direction. And hopefully that is something we say as we advance in our faith journey. And of course, the other thing that is so uplifting for us is knowing that we can always make the fresh start, the new beginnings. We need to make a mid-course correction. We are absolutely free to do that. And probably just as important, and what I would conclude with, is that encouragement that comes to all of us from that beautiful letter of Paul, the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Because we are all on journey, and our days are limited, we know that. But we are not discouraged, writes Paul. Rather, although our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. I see that so often. People who are enduring some very difficult illnesses, or perhaps illnesses of loved ones and being the caregiver. And inside, though, you know the person is becoming so much stronger spiritually. For this momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look to not what is seen, but to what is unseen. For what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if our earthly dwelling, a tent, should be destroyed, we have a building from God, a dwelling not made with hands, eternal in heaven. And so we've been encouraging one another here through the years. And it's continued on after I left and Father Chaz and Father Brian have come in with you. Deacon Mike and Deacon Dave and the ones that also have their own weaknesses and are on their own journey and are trying, as we all are, to feel our inner self being renewed day by day. That's what makes my vow to God so easy. It is a joy to walk through life with people that you care about, people that you know are praying for you, people who have that more expansive sense of family. And that's why It was the Lord's own plan, I think, to get me back at St. John's on my anniversary weekend.